Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a movie poster from a movie that has been featured on one of our other shows, Talking Pictures Trivia. If you enjoy Get the Point, please check out Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you will be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, God. I know.
There's a lot of colors here. The blues and purples are kind of jumping out at me.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a much more mellow scene. And this is why. Like you said, Nick, there's a lot of blues and purples, but there's a lot of like blacks. And not the background.
Black's the default. Yeah.
No, I know, but not background blacks. But you could see in like the center, it's not black really, but gray, and even like a little off gray too.
I wouldn't be surprised if this was like a night scene, because like the blues and purples populate the upper half of the picture, and then the bottom of the scene might be like two people. There's also that one red one like way up in the top left. That one's confusing me because it doesn't really fit with the color palette up there.
Maybe so it's a title thing.
Could be the title. You are. That is possible.
All right. First guess.
I'm going to go with. The Phantom Carriage.
Anyone else have a guess for the first reveal?
Two people kissing. I don't know if that's just some, like, it's a weird, but it looks like there's like some sort of connection there. So I'm gonna go like Sleepless in Seattle. I don't even know if you guys watch that, honestly, but it's the only romantic rom-com I can think of at the moment.
We definitely have done Sleepless in Seattle.
We have not.
I feel like this is a running joke.
So I'm gonna go on a guess straight out of Korea, Castaway on the Moon from 2009.
Oh, I think that's gonna be more colorful. That's my prediction.
No one got the first reveal.
Oh,
here comes the second reveal.
Oh.
Okay, so the blues and purples are still on the top part of the picture, on the edges, kind of like wrapping around.
Yeah, like wrapping around the top. There's definitely some sort of like whitish figure in the center, though.
And a night scene.
I was gonna say the bottom left, you have more of those earthy tones too.
I'm gonna go. I have a guess, but I think my guess is based upon dark up, light down, right? And so I'm gonna go with Close Encounters because I think that poster has like a ship shining light down from the sky.
That's probably a good.
That's a good one. Yeah, I still get like a night sky. The top left definitely is like a pinpoint of color. And then, yeah, I think the white is definitely maybe like an illumination. Close Encounters might be a really good guess. But the Close Encounters poster had a lot more brown in it, right? Because it was the Devil's Tower in that poster.
Yeah.
It looks to me like somebody's kneeling now. I know I said kissing before, but now it looks like there's like they're facing to the left and they're kneeling and they're kind of hunched over. What about like a Castaway? I'm gonna guess Castaway. I don't know if that's.
We've definitely done that movie.
Of course you have.
Do you remember any of our movies?
Any guess, Nick?
So I'm not really sure here. I kind of like Tom's guess of Close Encounters, but I'm going to go with The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill but Came Down a Mountain.
That does look like Hugh Grant's face.
All right. Nobody got it on this reveal. Let's go to the next one.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay. What's in the top left? You got a lot of colors going on there.
Yeah.
Like a disco ball, maybe? Like a mirrored disco ball?
And then that earthiness in the middle there, kind of like a line almost across.
I feel like I'm going to be very upset when I don't get this on this one, but I get it on the next one.
Oh, man. No, I don't know.
The problem is I don't know a lot of posters, even if we've seen the movie, unless it's like really famous.
You guys want a third reveal clue? The halfway mark clue?
Sure.
There is one person in this movie poster.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
So now to me, it almost looks like the person might be riding something. Like, are they riding a horse? Like, see, like the white parts of it seem like they're kind of on an angle. Like maybe that's the neck of a horse or something, and then the brown object is the rider behind it, and they're riding on what looks like a dirt trail or something like that. I don't know. This is strange.
Yeah, audience, there's a bright bit of color that is almost umbrella shaped in the upper left-hand corner, and the right really looks like a night scene, or the colors that you would associate with a night scene. And there's a big splash of color right in the middle with a lot of white moving down to brown.
I would like to make an actual really guess now, I think.
Oh, okay.
Is this Back to the Future?
And Chris wins the first get the point.
Wow. Oh,
That
the
is indeed.
logo.
So the
Okay.
color in the left was the yellow and red Back to the Future logo.
That was a good one.
That was tough. That was really tough. Like, that's a very iconic poster. That was a tough one. This, and by the way, this definitely looks like two people kissing. I'm still sticking to my guns.
Yeah, this is Michael J. Fox getting out of the DeLorean.
I was gonna say, is he kissing the
Yeah, who
car?
hasn't made out with the DeLorean?
Hey, he did ride a horse in the third one, right? So I get some points for that, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you won, so you don't need more points. But
Yay!
want some horse points?
I am learning something here, that like multicolor thing for future reference might be titles. So we'll see. We'll
Yeah.
see.
Congrats to Chris for being able to identify this movie poster. Were you able to get it before our co-host? Let us know on Twitter at Talking Studios.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios.